Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sean Taylor played in 55 games, picked off 12 passes, 242 yards on returns, some scoops and some scores that'll live forever in Washington football team lore. But to really know about the impact of Sean Taylor, who played just, people sleep, 3.5 seasons here.
I know.
3.5 seasons is all it was. You had to be in. You had to be one of us. You had to get it. You had to be around the block back then. And unfortunately, I'm not sure that enough people who were in on the decision when they decided that they were going to announce this morning that Sean Taylor's jersey would be retired on Sunday. Good news, it's getting retired. Long time coming. Can't believe Bruce Allen didn't do it. Can't believe that it took until now. So kudos to this group that is doing it. But normally, you find out months in advance something like this is happening. That was the case for Thurman Thomas in Buffalo this year and Michael Strahan in New York. They talked about it on Fox NFL Sunday on the first preseason game that they did. You guys are finding out 72 hours out. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Paul, who is in Southern Maryland. Paul, what do you make of what's going on today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, buddy?
So follow me here on this. We hired Jason Wright specifically to enhance the fan experience because, unlike most teams in the NFL, when you attend a Washington game, you've got more visitors than you do home fans. Okay. And he was hired specifically to remedy this. Okay. So either he's incompetent or this is smoke and mirrors regarding the emails. What better way would you have to pack the stands with one of the most polarizing figures, not just to play for us, but in the NFL at the safety position ever? I think they are definitely dropping the ball on it. Sean Taylor should have his own day. This is something that should be put out way in advance. You pack the stands full of hometown fans, and then this can be an annual thing, something maybe closer to the actual anniversary of his death. And make it Sean Taylor Day every year, the same game every week.
Cool idea. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. There's no classy way to do it. There's no great way to do it where it doesn't feel at this point with this team, just given everything that's happened, where it's not going to feel a little bit. Are they doing this to the fans to honor him, or are they just trying to grab one more season ticket thing? Are they trying to grab one more, the line at the hot dog stand? You know what I mean? It's just, it's so hard to give the benefit of the doubt on anything because it's been X number, that sign that's up there in every workplace. It's been X number of days since our last accident. It's been X number of days since you tried to take advantage of the fan base.
That number's never really that high.
It's not a very high number.
Darius, I want to tap into Darius for a second. I want to know which side you're on. Danny is a little bit more, I would say, kind of vindictive in the analysis. Yeah, is that too strong of a word?
No, I think it's fine. I think there are two sides.
Yeah.
Benefit of the doubt or nefarious.
That's better.
I'm team nefarious.
I am team benefit of the doubt. Where are you at?
I am team nefarious or team Danny.
You think. Mm-hmm. So, okay, when do you think his family found out?
I do think that they found out months ago. I don't think that you plan something like this within the matter of a week.
So then what's nefarious about it?
Nefarious about it is just the overall timing of the announcement. There's no way they really thought that they could get away with announcing this the week of. You just can't. This is too big of a deal. There's some. I know you said that there might not be enough people in that building that people in that building that know the significance and the importance of Sean Taylor.
Right.
There's somebody in that building. There might not be enough, but there's somebody in there. Yes.
Like my buddy texted me. He's like, dude, Tim Hightower knows all about it. He grew up in this area. Like he played for this team. He knows.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, why wouldn't have he been involved? Right?
Exactly.
I mean, why don't you ask him? Isn't Doug Williams still on the payroll as Jason Wright's like assistant? Didn't they restructure him for like the 15th time?
In the middle of another job for him. I don't know what it is. Seriously, I don't mean to be dismissive. I don't know what it is now.
But a little bit, right?
No, seriously, I don't know what he's doing exactly.
But I mean, they keep changing his gigs. Like he was basically a fake general manager at one point. And then he was something else. And then he was something else. And now he's like just Jason Wright's, I don't know what he does. But he's come on our show to talk about helping Jason Wright. Where was he at? That's the part I don't know. Where were the people that need to tell you what this guy means to the team? But you said, I asked you when I came in today, said, I'm not leading the witness. I want to know what you think. 1 to 10, how big of a deal is this? And you went 10. So I'm going to ask again, 1 to 100, how slighted as a fan do you feel by this?
I feel 98% slighted.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is this... What, like the DEA stuff happens as a fan, you think what?
Not as big of a deal directly to me as a fan. I understand the ramifications it may have in terms of, hey, we lost a trainer. We lost a very important trainer to our players. But overall, that doesn't matter to me. This matters to me. I would have made plans had I known months ago to attend this game. I found out 3 days ahead of time, and I already have plans to go out of town this weekend. I can't cancel those plans.
That's actually an interesting. So you think you would have gone to the game probably?
100%. I would have made a way to go to this game if I would have known about it several months ago. Yes, absolutely.
And you're not even going to be in D.C.?
No, not going to be in D.C. this weekend. So I have no chance to go to this game.
And it's not like, by the way, this is important. This stuff's not really televised. Like you might get a passing, like some announcer like Spiro Ditas will be like, at halftime, they brought out the Taylor. Like you'll see it for 6 seconds, but it's not something you can partake in.
Yeah, because whatever channel the game's on, again, they're doing it before the game starts.
Yeah.
Which is just so outrageous. And again, just feels to me like, well, the best way to maximize our home attendance is to make sure people are there. And we want them 30 less minutes in the parking lot eating their own food. They'll be in here eating ours, even though we ran out of food this past week and we have half the attendance numbers as everybody else in the sport. Even though we can't deal with those logistics, let alone a bigger crowd. But that's how it feels. When you want people in the stadium as soon as possible to start eating and drinking your stuff, that you do something like this.
We're hearing mostly from what I would consider to be adults today on the phones, like 40s, 50s, whatever. But people my age and Darius's age are the Sean Taylor wheelhouse, just so we're all on the same page. Like, I'm not trying to do infighting in the fan base. That's our guy. Like, you guys have some guys. You got 44, and you got 28, and you got 71 and 72. 21's ours. We haven't had much. Just give us this one. You were 16 like I was when he made his debut. I was at the NFL draft in 04, jumping up and down when they drafted him. I was there in the crowd when they drafted him because everyone thought they were going to draft Kellen Clemens. Not Kellen Clemens, sorry. God, if they were drafting Kellen Clemens, that would have been really bad.
What a mistake that would have been.
Kellen Winslow, who I believe is in prison right now.
Yeah.
They drafted Sean Taylor. And supposedly, by the way, that was like one of the original yacht picks. That was like Dan Snyder's guy. And it's part of the reason, like his infatuation and obsession with Sean Taylor and how it ended and the travesty and the tears that come every time he talks about him. Like a lot of it starts, like that was his dude. Stand on the table. This is my guy. And he was right. They picked the guy that was so good. And for 3.5 years, fans just absolutely adored him. All right, Ryan, you're younger. So how old were you in 2004 when he made his debut?
I was 5 years old.
Ooh, that's pretty young.
Pretty young.
What is your file on Sean Taylor?
I do remember the day, the Buffalo Bills game, when the first game back after he passed. I remember that very well.
You do?
I do, because
That was 07. So because you're like a middle of elementary school, of course.
And it was the first time I've ever seen my dad cry. Still the only time was that day. Sorry.
Really?
Dad. I remember it.
Wow.
It's something you can't forget, seeing your own father cry. And seeing him cry about Sean Taylor, I mean, that's how much he meant to him. And he didn't even grow up as like a 16-year-old when you guys were. He was like a grown man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of threw him under the bus there.
That's fine.
But, I mean...
No. I'm laughing at you because generally, as always, accidentally, you're hilarious.
Exactly.
But your dad was not alone, bro.
I know.
People all over the city were crying. And this is the point I was trying to make as I'm trying to get to the bottom of this with people over in Ashburn today. Is like, either you don't get what you don't get, or something really, really, really low happened here, like low rent. But yeah, there were grown adults crying. That's a great summary.
Yeah. I mean,
what he meant.
He was 3 years younger than me. So I was in my mid-20s for all this. So for my pals and I, who when we still cared a lot about it, this was our obsession. I mean, one guy, one of my really good friends, somehow got an invite or got like a finagle into that draft party that was at FedEx.
Yeah.
And like he's like calling me every 5 minutes and he's like, the buzz in the room is that it's Taylor. The buzz in the room is that it's Taylor. I'm like coaching a baseball game in Colonial Beach, Virginia, sneaking into the dugout.
You've been to Colonial Beach?
Yeah, for a baseball tournament as a coach and player too. And I'm sitting there.
Can we talk about that on another day for a long time?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, in between innings, I'm like checking my rudimentary cell phone that was a flip phone at that point, like for like text messages with the T9, like looks like Tiller, you know, just because we can't type out things properly back in the day. And I'm sitting there like, okay, I'm telling the players, guys, it looks like it's going to be Taylor. And I was like, okay, cool, cool, cool. Get a hit, Timmy. You know, like that's what we're doing. And I remember the obsession. So like this was our thing. We were like a couple years apart and he was going to be a Hall of Famer for us.
My favorite thing was alligator arm Todd Pinkston not running across the middle of the field.
Terry Glenn pulled up.
Patrick Creighton being worried about him. He's just destroying dudes. Once, I would say a quarter, to use a business term, a few times a year, I will just pull up highlights of Sean Taylor on YouTube so that I don't forget, just so I remember, like, this is what it used to be. That guy either couldn't exist in today's NFL or would just be such a different player that it would have watered him down so much, because he lived on scaring you. Like, what Sean Taylor wanted to do was make sure you were not coming across the middle of the field. And if you were, you would be so ineffective because you were on so much thinking about him that you couldn't possibly think about your own gig. We'll never, ever, 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 ever see another safety like that, because they're not allowed to have it exist. You're actually not allowed to play the way Sean Taylor did anymore. So when I say we're not going to see another one, it's not like, they don't really. No. The rules prohibit you from being Sean Taylor now. They just will never happen again. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Steve in Kingstown. Steve, Sean Taylor, jersey retirement on Sunday. Fan base found out about it this morning.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys taking my call. So this is coming from a Chiefs fan. I've been a Chiefs fan my whole life, and the way that they've done this is honestly just a slap in the face to you guys. It takes me back to when Derek Thomas died in 2000, Kansas City, and he was that same type of player. I mean, Derek Thomas was the guy.
He was amazing.
You know, he's still my favorite Chiefs player. But you know, when that happened, you know, they announced that season of 2009, which, if you look back at the history books, we went 4-12 that season, so not a good year. But, you know, they announced that in the summertime, that December 16th, the game against Denver, division game, that's the ceremony. You know, it it just, I mean, I, like I said, from a Chiefs fan, you know, the game's coming up Sunday. Put all that to the side. I mean, that's just a slap in the face to you guys. But, I mean, Sean Taylor, phenomenal player. And he's one of those guys that he comes across, or, you know, he's popular with people across all different ages.
I mean, yeah, think about how many safeties, thank you, Steve, since just the last few years, obviously, but like since then, have referenced him and like adore him.
Iconic.
And
yeah.
He is the guy they look up to. And how just that came through here. Ha ha, Clinton Dix,
Landon Collins, yeah.
All these dudes are like, oh, I want to be Sean Taylor. I love Sean Taylor. His legacy is long lasting. There's no doubt about that. And it's going to continue to last. Let's go to Lewis in Silver Spring on the Fan. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I can kind of understand the dumb theory of it. You know, this is the organization that inducted London Felcher into the Ring of Fame.
Wait, what's that? I don't even know that one. Is that a thing?
They misspelled his name when they inducted him.
Not on the stadium, like on the big screen or something?
I guess, yeah. When it went on, they inducted him. You know, it said London Felcher. Yeah. So, but I got to go Team Danny on this one. I think this is all smoke and mirrors. You know, to me, the organization hasn't done anything to get the benefit of the doubt. You know, this has been 3 decades of poor decision-making and doublespeak and lying, and then more poor decision-making and lying to cover up those decisions. So, you know, I think it's completely disrespectful, you know, to the family, the fan base, everybody that's really involved. And I think, you know, they have enough money where they can do this the right way, and you know, they can afford new plane fare for his family to do this the right way, give everybody enough time. And another thing, you're at the lowest attendance, and you're going to be doing this when it's possibly 35% or 40% Chiefs fans in the house. So they got to fix this. They got to fix it. Thanks, guys.
Well, appreciate you.
I'd like to say there's nothing they could do about that, but one thing you could have done to help is to start announcing this in June or May or whenever.
Yeah, if they treated it the way they treat every announcement that they make, they can't wait to make announcements and promotions. They love doing that way in the off season, way in advance to build up ticket numbers and things. Because even if someone decides last minute they're not going to go, they could, you know, they got time for the resale stuff. This doesn't make sense from any point of view, from a business point of view, a PR point of view, anything else. And the only explanation that I keep coming back to is they thought they could just evoke the joy and love that everybody has for Sean Taylor, and then no one will be mad. And they miscalculated.
I see someone here who says they're not going to go now because of this. And instead, they're going to go to the Ravens game. I see someone that's ready to say that. So we can ask about that. And I want to talk about that because I think if you're mad at how this was handled in the team, I get it. And I would even say you should be. But his family's going to be there, and it still would be nice to give them the ovation and the warmth that they deserve, too. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. We're reacting today to huge news, and fans are really upset by it. Sean Taylor's jersey is retired. That's the good news, but you found out on a Thursday before a Sunday game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You are listening to The Fan. Washington football team announcing today that they will retire Sean Taylor's jersey. And that's just bad. Terrible, terrible, terrible day for that front office on the business side because you screwed up. Terrible decision. You botched this. You didn't know what you didn't know. You didn't know how much Sean Taylor meant to these fans. You didn't know how many people wish they could have gone. You don't know how much disrespect people are going to feel for themselves, but also they're going to perceive toward Taylor himself. But people want to react. They want to hop in on the phones, 800-636-1067. Kevin's in Arlington. Hey, Kev, how are you, buddy?
Hey, fellas. I'm doing fine. Grant and Danny, I have three things I want to say. The first thing I want to say is, in all my years of watching the Washington football team, and it's now over 50, there have been exactly three players who, the first time I saw them in the uniform, you just knew they were unbelievably special. The first one was Darryl Green in August of 83. The first time he touched the ball on a punt return, he brought it back for a touchdown against the Falcons. The next one was Brian Mitchell. The first time he touched the ball, he brought back the kickoff. I don't know if it was Jeff. I can't remember who we were playing, but you just knew right away, oh, my God, look at this kid. And then, of course, what Sean Taylor did in the Hall of Fame game, the first time he had ever played in 04. I mean, there's something about certain players that from the minute you see them, you know they're unbelievable. Kind of like when Ovechkin had his very first game. You just knew, wow. So that's one thing. Let's go to Club Nefarious. Listen, Jason Wright was an undrafted free agent of the San Francisco 49ers in the same year Sean Taylor was drafted. I cannot believe for one minute that Jason Taylor had anything to do with this. This is what I call a Dan Vito move, kind of like the yacht pick, okay? Dan had heard enough negative business, and he said, look, we're going to change the narrative. I remember last summer there was something that Jason put out that was well-crafted about, I think, in response to the allegations of the abuse. And then Dan, you know, had his or maybe it was with the minority owners, had his press release put out. This has all the makings of something that Dan is insisting upon because it's just so stupid. And the last thing is, yeah, I was wrestling between, you know, the Chiefs are coming and it's going to be a shootout with Heineke and Mahomes. But my brother-in-law is in town. He's originally from Baltimore, and there was a chance to go up to the Ravens-Chargers game and see Jackson and Herbert. Well, after today, I've made my decision. I was undecided. There would be no way I would go to Washington's game this Sunday. Wow. It's an insult. Maybe I'm wrong, but he's going to have to demonstrate to me that I'm wrong, that it's all his decision to try and flip the narrative.
I do believe in you got to earn the benefit of the doubt. Right, and we're talking about to give it to them or not, and they didn't earn it. My only thought is they're just not going to stoop that low. Like that would be, and maybe I'm overrating what it would mean to do this to Sean Taylor, but I just think it'd be the scummiest thing that they've done of a lot of scummy things over the years. As far as fans not going to this game, or like I've seen people saying, let's boycott this weekend. Sean Taylor's dad is going to be there. His kid is going to be there, who probably. She was so young, doesn't have a memory of him, and gets to see for the first time what he meant to the organization. Like, I think that you still should honor Sean Taylor. Just because they screwed this up and did a terrible job and ruined this golden opportunity to pack the house and ruin what would have been a really good thing for a lot of fans. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's make sure that when they say, you know, Sean Taylor and they announce his family, that's a raucous atmosphere and they feel that love. That is, listen to the phone calls today. It's there. It's real. It's authentic.
I think what you're saying is compelling. I do, and I'm not disagreeing or dismissing it. I guess I would say, let me offer this. I could understand how somebody would say, yeah, I hear that, and want them to experience that. However, if I buy my ticket for the sake of argument, and I go, and I'm sitting in section 412, and I stand and cheer when it's my time, yeah, people got mad on Twitter. And yeah, they called Grant and Danny and got ticked off, but they got away with it.
That's true.
That feeling, I can absolutely understand a fan saying,
well,
you know what,
I can't totally.
I can't contribute to that. So I get it. I'm offering it. Again, I'm not arguing with you. I'm simply saying I can understand that.
Yeah, I understand the feeling. I'm trying to I don't care about the team in that regard.
No, I understand. It's a good point.
I'm trying to think about his family a little bit.
I know you are.
Because I think you're right. Like, postponing it actually makes sense. That phone call to tell Pedro and the rest of his family, like, hey, actually, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, you're still coming up for alumni weekend. Anyway, we're still rededicating a Sean Taylor way. Anyway, that's in the press release. Please come up for that.
I think if you could pull that off, yeah. Cool.
So,
and by the way, the fact that they were going to do it on alumni weekend still annoys me so much that they were going to not give him his own day. Like, let's say this all went great. Let's say they announced this in June. I would have been annoyed by him having his day with 70 other players. He's different. I also can't get past 10,000 towels. I can't get past
you
that.
You shouldn't get past it. It's another black eye on this.
I'm the 11,000th person into the stadium. There will be 40-some thousand people, and I don't get a 21 towel? Why in the hell are there only 10,000 towels? Someone right now answer that. How can you only get 10,000 towels?
Let's say, for the sake of argument, I'm wrong. Let's say that my theory or my timeline or whatever gets holes poked into it and turns out that I'm just not correct. At the end of the day, there's a perception that what I'm saying is possible. That to me is enough. Because you spoke about this a second ago where you said, you know, it's hard to earn the benefit of the doubt. And this is always my point. We're just talking football matters, right? When I go, hey, I'm skeptical of this. And you get the inevitable fan that'll tweet you or yell at you and say, how could you guys be so negative? How could you? And my point is always, here's their Pro Football Reference history. Here's their page. This is 30 years. You don't have the benefit of the doubt on anything at this point. You just don't. Then when it comes to not even football stuff, this isn't drafting a middle linebacker that nobody else liked beyond a third rounder, but you did. This isn't not taking a quarterback for two straight years. That's normal sports discussion. That's regular stuff. Happy to do that whenever we get a chance to again, by the way. This is on this front where they've sued grandmas, where they've sued newspapers. They've done vindictive, horrible, disrespectful, awful things to cannibalize their own fan base. Not this group, not Jason Wright and his buddies that are here now, but this organization. Where in possible recent history would anybody give them the benefit of the doubt? For what? What positive? How many small steps in a positive direction have been completely, not only reversed, but undone and made worse than before? And that's where we are right now.
They have not earned it. Richmond John says, be ticked, but have some perspective. Sunday is not the day to shove it to the organization if they're going to move forward with the ceremony.
I get that sentiment, and I like it.
This is interesting, though. This guy, Andrew, he says, I would say go to the game and leave once the Taylor ceremony is over.
It's pregame.
How about that?
It's pregame. You could do it.
Go to the game, go to the Taylor ceremony, and then roll out when it's over, he say. That's something. 800-636-1067. I believe this is their biggest screw-up in years. I do. I think this is because of the impact on the fan base. They have done other embarrassing things, and there have been other stupid things that have happened and preposterously outrageous things that you just that only seem to happen like with the Jets and us. You know, just dysfunction things. But because this one hits so hard against the fan base, it feels different, this one. Let's go to Steve in Warrington.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Grant, you kind of told us a second ago, this is the alumni weekend. And don't they usually do these things on alumni weekend? Isn't alumni weekend when they usually do the, let's honor this team from 20 years ago. This person's getting inducted into the Ring of Fame. These are the new
They have never retired a jersey on alumni weekend.
No.
And they, to my knowledge, they've never had another ceremony. Alumni Weekend, I've been at all of them, I think, to this point. They have all the players come back. They all kind of get introduced or driven out in a golf cart onto the field and wave. But I, to my knowledge, they've never had other, like, coinciding events.
I've been to quite a few of them the past few years as well, just because I go to a bunch of the games. And they do the pregame ceremony of here's this person, here's this person, here's – but then at halftime, it's always – something that the whole weekend is kind of centered around, whether it was Russ Grimm getting inducted into the Ring of Fame or was the honoring whatever anniversary of a Super Bowl team. And they always do that during the during halftime and or whatever, however many years ago it was. They did the
I don't remember
people.
That. I'm going to be honest with you. But you could be right. I don't remember that at all. I don't even remember right, them having a celebration to honor a Super Bowl team, to be completely honest with you. I mean, you know, they may have done an anniversary for a Super Bowl team, but you'd see all those guys out there getting high fives or whatever. I don't remember seeing that. Possibly. I would tell you this is different. There's been one of these guys.
Yeah.
There's two sacred names in this organization I think you don't mess with. It's Gibbs and it's Taylor. So let's say that they do that every time. Let's say, and they don't, but let's say every year with this alumni event comes another person they honor. This has to be special and different. This is not the same.
Agreed.
Appreciate the phone call. 800-636-1067. I think we're going to get LeVar Arrington on. He used to anchor this drive time slot, as a matter of fact, with Chad for many, many years, and he was on the air with us right here on The Fan. So let's talk to LeVar next and see what he thinks about this Sean Taylor jersey retirement at the last minute. He is obviously one of Taylor's mentors early in his career in Washington. You're listening to The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Grant and Danny on The Fan. It has been way too long since we caught up with this guy. Used to work here at The Fan, and for many, many years did the show in this time slot. He's a three-time Pro Bowler who was one of the more electrifying talents the Washington football team had in the early 2000s. LeVar Arrington is on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. Var, it's Grant and Danny. First of all, it's good to talk to you again,
miss
bro.
You, buddy.
Yeah, man. Good to see you guys. Well, good to talk to you guys. How about that?
I'll take nice that. Absolutely.
All right.
So,
how's everything going? How you guys been?
Doing good, man. This day has been insane, though.
Yeah.
So, this morning, the team announced that they're going to retire Sean Taylor's jersey. He'll be the third guy to get this treatment, and this is one of your, one of the guys you mentor. This is someone you had a really tight relationship with. And as you can imagine, I mean, LeVar, I'm telling you, you took calls in the seat I'm sitting in for many years. I don't know that I've ever seen the fans react to something like this. They're hurt, they're mad, because they only got a couple days heads up about this, and a lot of them can't make it or have plans or sold their tickets. It's crazy. So what do you know, first of all? Like, is this thing something that you heard about before today? What can you tell us?
Well, I know I was invited by Jackie, obviously baby Jackie's mom, a while back for something where they were honoring Sean at a game. Now, I don't handle all that stuff, so she was talking to Trish. I don't know the dates of it or whatever or the details of it, but she did reach out about something that was going to take place. So it's not like this was a knee-jerk reaction. Let's try to do something that subdiffuse or anything like that. It actually was a plant situation.
And you're talking
why
about
they announced it,
his fiancée, right?
I don't know why
right?
they announced it when they did it.
You mean Jackie Garcia. Okay. And correct, Trish, who correct. We mentioned, is obviously LeVar's wife. So you're saying she reached out and said, hey, we've got this event. Because people are saying, well, maybe they were coming back for alumni weekend versus actually knowing his jersey was retired. So you don't know the specifics of like what was happening when she reached out.
Well, you guys know how I handle things with the team. So it was pretty much a conversation that took place between them because I wasn't interested.
Yeah. So, understood. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, so here's my question. Let's say that they plan on retiring his jersey months ago. What do you make of them not announcing it to fans until today?
You know, I don't know, bro. Again, I pull for the fans. I pull for Jason Wright. I'm pulling for Tim Hightower. I'm pulling for Doug Williams. I'm pulling for the players. You know, I'm a big fan of Big Allen and Chase and all those guys. I'm a fan of the team. I follow them because those are my brothers. And so what do I make of it? I don't know. I don't know what to make of it from a personal standpoint. I mean, obviously, if I'm coming from a media standpoint, it's just, you know, Washington is the gift that just keeps on giving. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You know, I'm going to make this about myself, right? Like, and for all those years, I was called this disgruntled guy, this guy who didn't know what he was talking about, too dumb to learn his plays, all this other stuff. You know, now it's all coming out. And it's kind of interesting. Everybody's starting to see what it is, the decay and just the lack of understanding of how to do things and how to treat people. You know, now it's all coming out, you know, and it's, you know, I hope that it's a healing process for those who are there now, but I almost feel like this franchise, Dan Snyder has done so much damage to that franchise and that organization. They should really consider becoming an expansion team. You know, like you had to change the name anyway. Why not just bury it and be done with it and create a new team? Like, it almost seems like you got to just hit the reset button altogether, because it just doesn't seem like anything will get it right. It just seems weird. But I don't know. You guys are closer to it than I am.
LeVar Arrington with us here on G&D. Kind enough to give us a couple minutes. Var, so the timing part of this thing is what we all can't get past, right? With everything swirling around, the DEA raids their facility this past Friday. People as recently as Tuesday are freaking out because Ron Rivera's bristling at questions only 5 games into the season as their defense that was supposed to be great is just dog water at this point. They can't stop anybody. And now you get, the attendance is lower than it's ever been. It's dropped off a cliff. All the negative stuff going around with the emails and everything like that. So it seems like they're just dipping into this well of goodwill, and it blew up in their face. The timing part's what we can't get past. What would you say to somebody that sort of is buying that kind of conspiracy?
I don't know. I mean, there's such extraordinarily crazy things going on. It's disheartening is what it is, because you have some really good people who are trying to do things the right way. I do know that for a fact. Yeah. So it's one of those things. There's, like I said, there's so much damage. You're probably going to catch flack for things that you're trying to do that unite versus separate. And I think that they just, the people that are making decisions right now have a very daunting task, because you and I both know the way things kind of went down with the minority ownership of the team, the name change, you know, the social justice movements, you know, the Me Too movements, everything that has taken place has some way, somehow directly hit the battleship of the Washington football team. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know that they can win. I don't know. As an organization, I don't know that the organization can win. And how can they build goodwill at this point to try to move on? I don't know. When I was there, you had enough of a fan base, which they were older, right? They were, that is when you guys were kids.
Yeah.
You had enough of a fan base that could weather all of the storms that were taking place. You don't have that with that fan base anymore. You don't have the fierce loyalty in numbers and droves of people like you've had in the past. It's withered away. And it's just getting to a point now where, what do you care? You know, that's the thing about it. It's like, what, you know, the old heads will continue to love and care about the team and have their idea of it. But everybody else, it's like, it's a sports team. You know, what do we care? I can choose the Ravens. They're right down the road. Hell, I could choose the Philadelphia Eagles if I wanted to have a local team. You know, it's just sad that an organization has dropped so low, fallen so low, that it's almost, you almost get the feeling that it's like could be at a point of no return for the place.
It's sad thought, but I mean, it sometimes feels that way. Var, one last one. I'm curious, because I want to go back to something. And you rhetorically said something along the lines of, you guys know how it works with me and my relationship with them, which makes me think that nothing has changed. Like, are you still at a point where you don't come back to the alumni events at all? Or,
yeah, you know, I acknowledge the fans. I don't acknowledge my time.
But you know, Tim, you're tight with Hightower, now, right? I mean, he's fighting now as the new alumni guy. Like, you have a relationship with him, I think, yeah?
I have spoken with him several times. I was a fan of him when he played. I'm a fan of Jason Wright. Like I said, Leon Duncan is back in the building. I'm a fan of him. But, again, my beef is not with the organization. My beef is not with the fan base. And my beef is not with the players. It's with the owner.
Yeah.
And as long as that beef is what it is, I don't really acknowledge, you know, my time there, because that would acknowledge him. And I just don't, you know, I just don't get down with him. I just don't. So that's just kind of out of sight, out of mind.
And you're not coming back to Alumni Day to wave to the crowd if Dan's sitting in his box, basically.
Yeah. You probably won't see me toasting it up with him, you know, over a good big play.
Oh, man. Var, this was awesome to catch up with you, buddy. Hope all is well out there in Cali, man. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Thank you. Man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. But, hey, to better things, man. You know what I mean?
Here. Like,
we got hockey and baseball. I mean, we're rebuilding in baseball, but we'll be good, you know. Hopefully Bradley does something for us in basketball season.
Hey, it's going to happen.
Let's catch up on good news, dude, one time.
I was at Capital One Arena last night. Ovi scored 2 more goals. He doesn't age, so we got some things.
Yeah, when Ovi passes Jágr, let's have you call in.
There we go. All right, guys, great talk. And I love the fact that you got some national pub with your impersonation. I keep up with you guys as well.
My man. Thank you, dude.
Super cool, man.
Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Talk soon.
Be well. There's LeVar Arrington with us on Grant and Danny. And Sean Taylor is, he's one of the guys that's super tight with Sean. I mean, Portis, Moss, who we're going to have call in probably before the end of the show, is talking with Santana. You know, want to weigh in on this as well. But let's get back to you guys next. 800-636-1067. Who is going? Is anybody able to get a ticket? Like, did anyone get a ticket since the announcement came out today to go to the game this weekend for the Sean Taylor jersey retirement? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.